which Metz Hashem, we hope to continue it for a while. Sugya of Kedusha. It's not a small sugya. What does it mean to be Kodesh? How important is it to be Kodesh? Maybe it's just for Hasidim with long bekishes and stramels and gartel. Huh?
Astrokas.
What is Kodesh? What does it mean to be Kodesh? Ask your average Jew in the street, you know, are you holy? Me, holy, you know, who's holy? Big tzaddikim are holy. I'm not holy. But the truth is that we're all supposed to be holy. It says by Matan Torah, Temt Yuli Mamleches Koyanim V'Goy Kodesh, to be a holy nation. Everybody's supposed to be holy. This is all-encompassing. It applies to every man, woman, and child to be Kedoshim. What is Kedoshim? Now, there are some people in the yeshiva sitting in the back who think they don't need to know this. But you can pass the word to them that they're making a mistake. Everybody has to know. It doesn't matter. Guys have figured out who we're talking about. Not him. What does it mean to be Kodesh? So Tzaddik says a sweeping statement there, which is a little bit frightening to think about it. Kol ha-mitzvahs machnisas kedusha b'leiv ishi Yisraeli. Every single mitzvah puts kedusha into our heart. Like it says, k'mo she'nema v'asisem es kol mitzvoisai v'yisem kedoshim. You should do all the mitzvahs and you should become holy. V'yisem kedosh. You will become holy. Not you should become holy, you will become holy. K'mo she'omrim kadshenu v'mitzvoisecha. How about every bracha? U'mevorchin aleihem asher kiddushanu b'mitzvoisov. Hashem was mekadesh us with his every single mitzvah. Every bracha on every mitzvah is asher kiddushanu b'mitzvoisov. It goes on to say, v'nira dezeu ha-mechuvan shel kol ha-mitzvos. It seems that this, as the tzaddik, is the intent, is the ultimate purpose of all mitzvahs. To become holy. It brings a very interesting backup, another support to this. The Gemara in Yevomis, very interesting Gemara. We know that the din of a Yevom and a Yevoma, if a person dies, had no children, so the brother-in-law, right, has to be Miyabim or Chalitza or Yevom. Now, that's an interesting mitzvah because a sister-in-law is one of the arayas. You're not allowed to marry your sister-in-law, right? Even after the brother is dead. If he had children, you can't marry your sister-in-law. Let's say your brother, chas v'shalom, somebody's brother died after he had children. You can't marry the sister-in-law afterwards. It's arayas. It's no different than an aunt or a mother or any of a sister. It's one of the arayas. You're not allowed to marry a sister-in-law. It's a very seichel dika mitzvah. You can understand this one very easily. So how is it that all of a sudden there's a mitzvah yibum? With the mitzvah yibum, you're mevatel the mitzvahs. You're over on the mitzvah losaseh of eishes achicha. Eishes achicha is an isa deraisa. So the Gemara said, obviously it's a mitzvah essay of yibum is doicha the mitzvah losaseh. Since there's a mitzvah essay of yibum, the klal, general principle in the Gemara is always if you have a mitzvah essay against a mitzvah losaseh. And you can't be mekayim the mitzvah essay any other way, so you're allowed to do the mitzvah essay, right? Mitzvah essay is done for the Lord's essay. Not only allowed to, but you have to. So therefore, a yavam is allowed to, not only allowed to, but he has to marry his sister-in-law or a chalitza, one or the other. But he can't get out of it by saying no, it's an osir, sister-in-law's osir, because the din is mitzvah essay is done for the Lord's essay. What about, however, if that woman, that sister-in-law, happens to be somebody that's also for him to marry? For instance, what about an almana, right? The sister-in-law is obviously an almana, and her the remaining brother is the kohen gadol. So kohen gadol is not allowed to marry an almana, right? Mm. So what do we do here? So what's the problem? It's an essay of yibum should be doicha the losa essay of Almana l'kohen gadol. A kohen gadol is not allowed to marry an almana. So what? So you're not allowed to marry your sister-in-law either. But the Torah says, go ahead and marry her, because the mitzvah says, so the Gemara says, no, here's the difference. Because not to marry a kohen gadol, not to marry an almana, is not just a mitzvah lo sasei, it's a mitzvah sasei. There's also a mitzvah sasei of kadoshim yu le'lohehem. From that, the Gemara learns out that not to marry the kohen gadol, not to marry an almana or a kohen hedi, not to marry a grusha, not to marry even a regular kohen, not to marry a divorced woman, is a mitzvah sasei. Not just a mitzvah slo sasei, it's a mitzvah sasei. And now the halacha is that a mitzvah sasei of yibum is not doiche the lo sasei of the almana or in the case of the mamzeres. Because the Amon and Mamzeres, in both those cases, it's not only a mitzvah sase, there's a mitzvah, not only a mitzvah lo sase, there's a mitzvah sase also. An essay could be doicha loy sase, but an essay can't be doicha an essay and a loy sase. That's one against one, the essay wins. But when the essay comes up against a lav and an essay together, like an almana to a kohen gadol, where for him to marry an almana, he has to violate a mitzvah sase and a mitzvah lo sase. So that the mitzvah sase of yibum is not doiche the mitzvah lo sase and the mitzvah sase, you can't do that. Doesn't have the koach. You don't have the koach with a mitzvah sase to push off something which is both a positive and a negative commandment. That's a klal in shas. Now, vektos is a kasha. So the same is true. Let's say of a mamzeres. Let's say a person's sister-in-law chas v'shalom is a mamzeres. You're not allowed. The brother was allowed to marry because let's say he was a. Well, I don't know how it would work out. Let's say he was over. Okay, so he was over on Anissa Darais and he married a Mamzeres. All right, he was over. But the Kedushin are Teifus. The Kedushin is a good Kedushin. So he married a Mamzeres. So now you're not allowed to marry Mamzeres. But she fell to you as a Yavoma. So let's say a mitzvah sasei is doicha the lo sasei. So that Gemara says also, no, there's a mitzvah sasei also not to marry a Mamzeres because of Kedushin. He's Kadishtim. Vis Kadishtim. Says the Torah says you should be holy. Am Yisrael should be holy, and not marry a mamzer. So there's a mitzvah sasei, lo yovo mamzer. There's a mitzvah lo sasei, lo yovo mamzer. We call Hashem. A mamzer is not allowed to marry a regular person, and a mitzvah sasei, viskadishtem. There's two mitzvahs. A mitzvah sasei, not to marry a mamzer, is two mitzvahs, a positive and a negative. So therefore, if a person's sister-in-law was a mamzeres, you couldn't do yibum. Why can't you do yibum? Because the mitzvah yibum is only a mitzvah sase. The mitzvah not to marry a mamzeres is a mitzvah sase and a lo sase, right? And a mitzvah sase can't push off a double, a positive and negative mamzer. In fact, Tosfos is a kasha. Wait a second. Hold on one second. Tosfos says, "Bafo gav da yese name ever be mitzvah yibum." Wait a second. But the mitzvah of yibum, then the Torah says the positive commandment of yibum, right? That a person should be miyabim, his sister-in-law, in the case where there's no children, that's a mitzvah sasei. On top of that, says Tosfos, and the other Gemaras who bear this out, Tosfos doesn't show the mocker for it, but the other Gemaras who bear this out, that on top of every mitzvah sasei, there's another mitzvah sasei. Avis kadishtem. Every mitzvah sasei that you do has on top of it another mitzvah sasei of avis kadishtem. So now we have two against two. The mitzvah of Yibum and the mitzvah of Yiskadishtem against the mitzvah, negative commandment of Mamzer and the Yiskadishtem on Mamzer. So it doesn't matter that once you get two mitzvahs on the, together with the lav, you have a, and the mitzvah essay, there's no more dichud. But in any event, Tosfos understood as a double poshut. Tosfos doesn't even bring a Gemara, but there are Gemaras that bear this out. Tosfos, every single mitzvah sasei has got an additional mitzvah on it. Of iskadishtim, that you should be holy. So that's the Reb Tzadok brings us as a raya, typical type of raya from Reb Tzadok, that the whole kavanah of all the mitzvahs is really kedusha, because every mitzvah sasei has with it, every single one of the 613 mitzvahs has together with it another mitzvah that tags along with it of iskadishtim. What do I need another mitzvah in every mitzvah? Hashem's just showering us with mitzvahs. Why do you have to have in every single mitzvah also the mitzvah of Yiskadishtem? Every lav and every essay is connected together with another essay of Yiskadishtem. The teretz is that's the intent of all that. That's what every mitzvah is supposed to bring us to, is to Kedusha. We still don't know what Kedusha is, right? But it's supposed to bring us to Kedusha. So whatever Kedusha is, it's supposed to bring it to us. Maybe we can get a little bit to where I'm being macked in the Mukha. I'm trying now telling you something which really we shouldn't get to until much later in the Sugya. Everybody's heard the Brisa, Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoyer. Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoyer gave the progression of how a person should work on himself, right? And what means a person should work on himself. He says, Torah, maybe Lidei Zehirus. Torah brings us to Zehirus, to cautiousness, watchfulness, Zerizus. Zehirus brings to Zerizus. How do you translate Zerizus? I never, there's no
zeal.
Zeal. Zeal. Okay, zeal is good. Zerizus, maybe Lidei Nekias, and zeal brings to cleanliness. Nikias the precious, Nikias brings to precious to Tara, Tara to Chassidus, Chassidus to Anova, Anova to Yerushchait, Yerushchait to Kedusha, Kedusha to Chassidus, and that brings to Ruach HaKodesh and to Chis HaMeisim. So we see, according to, there's different girsas in the Gemara, but what was the order here? But in the Gemara in the Avodah Zarah, Kedusha comes. Three or four from the end of the progression. First is Torah, then Zehiris, then Zrizis, then Nikias, then Precious, Tara, Chassidus, Anova, Yerushchait. All that comes before Kedusha. Before you get to Kedusha, your person has to reach already the level of Tara, Chassidus, Anova, and Yerushchait. Could be you have to reach Chassidus also first. Machlokus and the Girsos. We'll see later on, it's not really a Machlokus, but you have to. It's a huge Madrega. That's why we are. More commonly think that Kedusha is not shy to us. Kedusha is so high up. What, have I reached even Zerizus yet? Haven't reached Zerizus. Maybe not even Zehirus I haven't reached yet. I'm already worried about Kedusha. Kedusha is for much, that's after Chassidus, after the Bekesh and the Garth and the Stram and all things. That's the way we relate to Kedusha. But the truth is, it's not the case. If in every mitzvah there's a mitzvah iskadishtem, that we should be holy, that means that's the purpose of every mitzvah is to bring us to Kedusha, and every mitzvah does bring us Kedusha. Into the heart it brings Kedusha. So you say we should have our hearts should be flowing over by now, we should be Kedusha generators, our hearts, right? So what's going on? We know that we have other things in there besides wonderful thoughts. If you're like me, a regular human being, you have other things in there besides wonderful thoughts. That's because we feed it other things also. That's because we have a diet which is mixed of not only good food, but it's mixed of junk food also. So to help us understand a little bit what Kedusha is and where we're supposed to get it, what we're supposed to do with it, we're going to explore a few different sugyas in Shas. So it says Reb Tzadok a bit of a definition here, although we're not going to get it completely. What is Kedusha? Shal Yideyem, through the mitzvah, says Reb Tzadok, Ha'odam miskadish, he becomes holy. V'zeu tachlis b'ris odam v'olam, says Reb Tzadok, that the whole purpose of creation of a human being was that he should become Kodesh. What does that mean? L'hizdamos Elov, to emulate Hashem, to somehow resemble Hashem in the world. Shu Kodesh, u'mishos of Kodesh. So Chazal say, Hashem is Kodesh, and so those who serve Him are Kodesh. V'yisim Kodeshim ki Kodesh ani, says in the Torah, be holy because I am holy. Why do we have to be holy? Because He's holy. Because we're His Mishorsim. We serve Hashem. Hashem created us for that purpose, to become holy, holy people to serve the Holy One. Baruch Hu. V'nema kadoshim tiyu ki kodoshon. The whole tachlis of kedusha, we still don't know, but kedusha is to elevate us to a level where we transcend just the human experience and we become like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How far does that go? We don't know yet, but it goes very far. Indeed, goes very far. The Midrash in Bereishis says, probably heard the Midrash, that when Hashem created Adam Arishon, so Malchei Ashores came down to sing Shira, and they didn't know if they should sing Shira to Adam or to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't know, the Malchei Ashoris, that their Kedoshim couldn't make the decision who they should sing Shir to Adam Arishan or to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how holy, that's how similar Adam Arishan was to his creator. And obviously the pshat, not the pshat that the Malachim were Chas V'Shalom tempted to do Avodah Zorah, Chas V'Shalom. Ella, that they saw such a high level of Kedusha in the Adam that's way above theirs. So maybe that has to be praised also. Hashem is Kodesh, and this is as close as you can get to Kodesh, even more than us. So they thought to say Shira, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed them, no, only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu say Shira. But the tachlis is to become Kodesh. Alright, so we know it's somewhere way out there, and on the other hand, it's somewhere very close to us, because every single mitzvah is part of that Kedusha making process. Every single mitzvah, Asher Kedushonu. And maybe we should be thinking about that more when we make the bracha on every mitzvah of Asher Kiddushanu, that this mitzvah itself is going to impart in me a dose of Kedusha into my heart, which will help me become a holier person, an Ish Kodesh, more of a holy person, meaning closer to Hashem Yisborah. As long as I don't undo it with an Aveira, it should make an everlasting impression. So the Gemara says, everyone knows it in Rashi, and Rashi brings it in Breishis, Kol Mokom Shetamoitze Geder Erva Tamoitze Kedusha. Wherever you find modesty, chastity, we find Kedusha. Wherever we find that, not Labdak, even Yidden, but even Goyim, the opposite, certainly by Goyim also, wherever there was Gilir Raiz Pritzis, there's Andromusio Poloidom. Chazal say there's chaos, it brings chaos into the world. Gilir Raiz brings chaos into the world. Kedoma Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, Kosu Goyder Atzmo Meherva Nikra Kodesh. So now we have a Chazal Mefurish that says exactly, you know, a real recipe of what it means to be Kodesh. It's only one of the recipes, there are many ingredients. It's only one of the ingredients, but we have here a statement which tells us what it means to be Kodesh. What does it mean to be Kodesh? Kol shu goyder atzmo me'erev. Anybody who guards himself from arayas, that's called Kodesh. That person is entitled to call himself Kodesh. Nikra Kodesh. What it brings you to do more, the Yerushalmi says similar, kol mishapurish atzmo me'arayas, Nikra Kodesh. Anybody who separates himself, distances himself from Gilui Arayos, he's called Kodesh. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was called Rabbeinu HaKodesh. The Gemara asks, we don't say Rabbi Kiva HaKodesh, he died on Kedushas Hashem. Kiva died on Kedushas Hashem. All the Asar HaMogim Malchus died on Kedushas Hashem. We don't say Yosef HaKodesh, Yosef HaTzadik. We don't say Yosef HaKodesh. It's Rabbeinu HaKodesh. How is Rabbeinu HaKodesh Zeichet if he called Rabbeinu HaKodesh? The Gemara asks the question. In fact, they ask Rabbeinu HaKodesh himself. In his lifetime, he was called Rabbeinu HaKodesh. So, how are you Zeichet? My time of Koroloch Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Now, the Gemara says it before, it's the Gemara in Shabbos. Why did they call you? Why do people call you Rabbeinu HaKodesh? Do you know, anybody know the answer? Well, that was one of the things, yeah. Yeah, and never looked at his bris milah. Never looked at his bris milah. Never put his hand below his waist. No, I know we have pockets. We got our phones and our money inside of our pockets. If we have any money, person goes to the base of Merkles, goes to the mikveh, goes in the shower. He doesn't mind looking at his bris milah. Shaleich nisyod tachas, and he said himself. He answered himself because miyomai lo nistakalti b'milah. There was one other reason. There was a third reason. You know the third reason? All right. That's the third. There was a fourth reason, right? He didn't have any hanoah from the physical world. What else? One other thing, he never looked outside of his dalad amis. He never looked outside of his four cubits. He didn't go window shopping. He didn't look around him. Whatever fell into the field of sight of four cubits, that's what Rabbeinu HaKodesh saw. Nothing beyond that. Never looked at a view. Never looked at anything beyond his dalad amis. Miyomai, from the time that Mistoma is bar mitzvah, Mistoma, that's what it means, Miyomai, maybe even before. That was Rabbeinu Kodesh. That's how he was Zoyche. He himself testified that he was Zoyche, that people called him. It's not the shot that he's, people said, can you tell us what your name is? Rabbeinu, last name? HaKodesh. people gave him the title, right? It gets stuck to him. That means that people sensed his Kedusha. So we're talking, all the things we're talking about here are Dvorim HaMutorim. Things that are mutter. There's no Isser to put your hands below your waist. There's no Isser to look beyond your Dalad Amas. There's no Isser to have a Gishmak steak. There's no Isser to look at the Bris Milah. All these things are Dvorim HaMutorim. Where Rabbeinu HaKodesh went beyond the mutter. And this is where people again make a mistake here. That going beyond the mutter isn't an issue. When there's going beyond the mutter which is harmful, and there's going beyond the mutter which is really what you're supposed to do. Not only good, but you're supposed to do. When you go beyond the mutter because of frumkeit, it's harmful. When you go beyond the mutter because of kedusha, it's positive. A person goes beyond what's mutter because he wants to be more similar to the Rabbeinu Shlom, to be a holier person. When we're still, we don't know really yet know what it means to be a holy person. We just know that to resemble and to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that's a good thing. But it has to be sincere, on the one hand. On the other hand, you can't exempt yourself from this avoda. A person can't exempt himself from striving to reach kedusha. Because it's the tachlis mitzvah. Person says, "Listen, I'll do all the mitzvahs. I don't want to be holy. I want to enjoy my food and enjoy my drink and enjoy everything else in life and live exactly as I can, al pi din, which that which the Torah allows me to do. But anything that's mutter, oh boy, oh boy. You know, I'll drink to my heart's content. I'll eat till my stomach bursts." He'll have wives to, you know, to the end, to who knows, an endless number of wives, have himself a harem there, or whatever. Pilagshim, even according to the Rishonim, that Pilagish is mutter. You have Pilagshim and women, and all, everything. He said, "Can you tell me what you're doing?" He says, "It's mutter. It's all mutter." So the Ramban says such a person is called a novel Birshus HaTorah. He's like a novel. I translate, my translation of the word novel is a bum. He's a bum with a hechsher. He's a bum with a hechsher. It's like I told you many times, you know, glad on the yacht. Glad on the yacht. You know what glad on the yacht is? You have glad on the yacht in England, probably have it also in the Yagami. I saw myself once, glad on the yacht, Shavuos advertising in the Jewish press. It's more press than Jewish. But in the Jewish press, advertising, Shavuos, come to Shavuos for a cruise with Israeli singers and belly dancers, glad kosher.
Maybe that's from Jewish
men. Glad kosher.
Glad. That's worse, dude.
You put the veil on
that. Glad kosher. Glad on the yacht. Says the Ramban, that's a novel Birshus HaTorah. Somebody would bring in Chas V'Shalom, bring in some trade wine. Oh, Chas V'Shalom. Or they'd bring, somebody would bring in just a, you know, a product with a K on it. Ah, treif. A treif. Get upset, throw it over the edge, of the, throw it over the side of the boat. Then they go on living, you know, listening to Israeli singers, female singers. Says the Ramban, that's a novel Birshus HaTorah. He does all the mitzvahs, but the ikar, the mitzvah, he doesn't have, because the ikar of all the mitzvahs is to be kedoshim to you. Says the Ramban in Parshas Kedoshim. Person could do all the mitzvahs in the Torah, not violate one prohibition, and he's mevatel kol haTorah kulo, and he undoes the entirety of the Torah. He's a novel Birshus HaTorah. So a person can't exempt himself from the avoda of becoming a kodesh, of working on kedusha. On the other hand, we can't jump madregas either. We can't all of a sudden become Rabbeinu HaKodesh, right? Because that would be then frumkeit. All of a sudden, we're all going to be act like Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Everybody bumping into each other here in the yeshiva. Why? Because nobody looks outside of the Dalet Amas, right? I heard from Rav Shamshon Pinkus in the old times, even today, to a certain extent, a Rebbe, a Chassidish Rebbe, even today, they have somebody who escorts them everywhere, all day long, 24 hours a day. There's somebody there for everything, to pull the chair out for them, to put the cup of tea down for them, to open the door for them, to bring the food for them, to bring them the clothes, every single... What, the guy is so incompetent? What, these chassidish rebbe, so they can't even pick up their own hat? What's going on? They can't even sit down on a chair by themselves? What's going on here? So Rav Shamshon Pinchas Zatzal said that, no, it wasn't that. Even today, I'm sure there are Gdolei Tzadikim that are like this, that the Rebbe was separated from the rest of the community. That was his job, by inheritance, but that was his job was to be an Ish Kodesh. Ish Kodesh was to be like Rabbeinu HaKodesh, to separate himself completely from the physical world to the extent that possible. In other words, he had to be a person who was so close to the Rebbeinu HaKodesh that he didn't even notice if there's a chair there. So he needed a guy to come and put the chair for him, because he was meant to be on such a high level that he doesn't notice the physical world enough to be careful not to bump into something, or not to sit down where there's no chair, or to be able to know when it's time to eat or when it's not time to eat. So we're not like that. We're not everyone's going to start bumping into each other in yeshiva because we're not living inside of our dalet amos. This pillar is going to have blood all over it, chas v'shalom, because people are banging their head on it. I mean, it's not a gear for us, that madrega. But from that, to go to the other extreme, that we're putter completely from the voida, is maybe even a worse mistake. I'm not sure which is worse. They're both horrible. To become a frumak, to become a fake kodesh, right? You're holding by kedusha already and you didn't get to even to Torah yet. Guy walks in, you know, classic story, the Baal Shuvah walks in, he looks mamish like a chossi, beard, payas, shangle, everything. So where do you come from? He comes from, I don't know, some place in Tennessee. He says, how long have you been from? He says, this morning I just decided. He looks like the Holy of Holies, you know, and he just became from. He says, do you know what Shabbos is? No. Still drives on Shabbos, so he's got it. It's ridiculous. A person to be knowing, you know, the highest levels of Kedusha, when he's not holding by it, is a very harmful thing. But we're glad I cannot exempt ourselves. So that's it for today. Mitzvah Shem, we mamshich.